weekend on Quinny's Best Variety Mix 97. Dr. Julie Galthorpe joining the show this morning for a conversation on socialization and children. Why your child may be struggling. Good morning, Dr. Galthorpe.
Good morning and hello to everyone.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much. How about both of you?
Good.
Doing all right. Now it's stage two here in Ontario where things are starting to open up and we can now hang out in our circle or our bubble with up to 10 people. Feel a little better. You know what I mean?
I think that's had that effect on a lot of people, just feeling like there's some hope, you know, coming in terms of this opening up.
Yeah, well, socialization, we know it's really important for kids' development. I know young kids that are really missing their classmates. They haven't seen them many for like 4 months now, and that's what we're talking about this morning. So why is socialization so important for kids' development, Julie?
Well, in short, it's through this interaction with other kids that children learn skills. So it's not just about as simple as I miss my friends. We really can't minimize what they're experiencing now because the longer we delay socialization, the greater the risk that their socio-emotional development is affected. Now, just so everyone knows what that means, socio-emotional development includes the child's experience, their expression, how they manage emotions, and their ability to establish positive relationships with others, you know, so they learn how to sustain those relationships. So it's a process, so children develop the ability to, they can identify their feelings, understand their feelings. Importantly, they can read and understand other people's emotions, so then they can better self-regulate and express their feelings and emotions. The problem is, when children don't develop these abilities, it's near impossible to express feelings appropriately, regulate behaviors, have empathy for others, and maintain relationships. So that's why socialization, just to kind of capture it, is so important for child development.
Okay, so where do you want to take it from there? If mom or dad or, you know, the caregivers are noticing a change in their kids' personality, what should they do?
Well, I've heard people ask me, you know, does socialization affect this? Because they're seeing behaviors in their child that they may have not seen for a long time, like some regression. So what I would say, for a few months, it shouldn't have longstanding effects. But in my conversations with parents, they see their kids struggling. So this is because that the child needs that interaction with other children. And if they're having trouble just prior to the pandemic, if they were already having trouble with self-regulation and emotions, they're not getting the chance to practice this interaction daily. So some information suggests that only children in homes may be more at risk, which that makes sense, right? Because they're even getting less opportunity to practice. Yeah. But it's going to be important to follow research in this area as time progresses. There was one study that looked at the effect of school closures and how they're affecting children and adolescents, especially those with mental health needs and children with special needs. That's how they captured it. And what they found is that about 83% of those surveyed said the pandemic made their conditions worse. So that does speak to, you know, when we lose that ability to socialize during those developmental years, it does pose risks for mental health.
We'll be back with Dr. Julie Galthorpe here in a moment.